Let's talk about progress. Here at AFBG, we're all about embracing progress, big or small. We celebrate those little victories because they are just as important, especially on our journey to financial well-being. Like setting aside savings each month, but still leaving room for that perfume you've been dying to have. Because here, we believe in treating ourselves, okay? And Chime is here to make that journey even smoother. My favorite feature Chime offers is Spot Me. It's fee-free overdraft up to $200. And you even get paid up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. And let me tell y'all, it's like Christmas when that check hits early, baby. So say goodbye to those stressful overdraft experiences and hello to a financial institution that truly cares about your well-being. With Chime, you'll join millions of members working towards financial progress. Plus, there are no monthly fees or maintenance fees, and you get access to over 60,000 fee-free ATMs nationwide. Y'all, it's time to take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your Chime account in minutes at chime.com/affirmations. That's chime.com/affirmations. Chime feels like progress. Are you ready to take charge of your wellness journey? Introducing Equilibria's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, the ultimate 3-in-1 capsule for digestive health and gut barrier protection. Made by a woman-owned wellness brand, Equilibria ensures you're never alone on your path to well-being, offering personalized, one-on-one support. EQ's Microbiome Defense is not just any probiotic supplement. It's carefully crafted with probiotics studied specifically for women's health, supporting digestion, immunity, and even skin health. Plus, with consistent use, you'll notice improved energy, mood, and radiant skin. I'm most excited about overall gut health. As I get older, I'm realizing the importance of a healthy gut, and EQ's Microbiome Defense makes it easy. Are you ready to experience the benefits firsthand? Head to myeq.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. When I was younger, I had a clear idea of how my life would be in my late 20s. It was something like this: married, with a fine, loving husband, and a few little kids. I always used to say I wanted a whole basketball team running around my house, and a beautiful home where I hosted dinner parties and get-togethers for the holidays. I would be a successful actress with more than one blockbuster movie under my belt, and most of all, I would be fulfilled emotionally, financially, and spiritually. It was a life I'd seen modeled to me ever since I could remember, and what I was indoctrinated to believe I needed to strive for. Powerful. Your things are as powerful.
Your things are as powerful. As What is going on, beautiful people? You are listening to the Affirmations for Black Girls podcast, where we focus on personal growth and cultivating a healthy relationship with ourselves. I am your host, Tyra the Creative, actress, content creator, and mental health enthusiast. And this week's affirmation is, I honor where I am in my journey. Let's drop in. I honor where I am in my journey. 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 Ooh, y'all, I needed this affirmation more than you know. I just have to say it one more time. I honor where I am in my journey. Thank you, God, for where I am right now in this journey. Whoo! Happy Mother's Day, guys.
I hope you are enjoying this beautiful day with your mother figures in your life. And for those of you who no longer have your mother figure with you on this day, my heart is with you. Mother's Day. Y'all, I'm going to be real honest. As this day continues to roll around each year, I get more and more nervous. I'm starting to feel a pressure on me to deliver. And yes, the pun is intended. So today we'll be diving a bit into age-related pressure and how it's affecting me as a 27-year-old woman living in America that is from the South, who currently has no kids and no husband. So the reason this affirmation is perfect for me right now is because recently I have been reflecting on the timeline that I built for myself at a very young age. And as I've been saying in the past few episodes, because I'm really moving into this new era of being and this new era of believing, and I'm really unlearning all the things I took as fact when I was a child. So this affirmation is very comforting to me right now because I'm at the point where I have passed up 2 to 3 notches on that timeline I created for myself when I was in elementary, middle school. And the type of person that I am, when I say I'm gonna do something, I want it done. I really put my all into it. And the hard thing about it in this type of situation is that it don't take just me to get married. It don't take just me to have a child, to have a family. So it's very frustrating that certain things on this timeline that I created for myself haven't been happening. And I think the biggest thing is that I have to just be okay with it not happening. And I was about to say failing, but I haven't failed because I'm still living my life. But according to that timeline, I am now off track. So I've just really been, reflecting, y'all, and trying to get myself out of this like sadness. Not even like, it's not even a big thing, but I'm just a little down because it's like, dang, I said by the time I was 25, I wanted to be married. I wanted to, you know, start having kids and all of this stuff. And that is honestly nowhere in the near future for me. I currently have a boyfriend. We're brand new. This is a brand new relationship. You know what I'm saying? We're just going with what's going on. We really like each other. But as far as getting married and having kids and all of that stuff, those aren't the conversations we're having yet because the relationship is still new. We've only been together for, a month at this point, as far as like boyfriend and girlfriend. But what I realized through this timeline that I have for myself and the fact that I haven't accomplished some of the goals or milestones that I set for myself is that I realized that my identity had been rooted in what other people thought of me. I cared so much about what other people thought of who Tyra was. And the very first situation that helped me realize, wow, like you care too much about what people think, is when I had my first boyfriend in high school and he wanted to break up with me. Right now, let me give y'all a spark note. So long story short, I didn't really like this boy. I just wanted to have a boyfriend because everybody had a boyfriend. So Tyra wanted to have a boyfriend too, just like a new pair of jeans. So I had this boyfriend and we ended up being together for 6 years. Yeah, 6 years, my 9th grade to 12th grade year. And then my first 2 years of college. So I was with him for a long time and I was just with him to be with him. But in high school, he wanted to break up with me because I had cheated on him, y'all. Now, I'm using air quotes because I ain't cheat on him, because cheating in high school is texting another guy. So that's what I was doing. I was texting this little boy and he wanted to break up with me. And I said, no, we're not going to break up. I was so embarrassed of this relationship not working out. And what that did for me was it carried over into my life, into my next relationship and the relationship after that. And my relationship prior to this one is where I finally said to myself, Tyra, stop it. You do not need to worry about what other people think about you breaking up with this boy, because at the end of the day, you need to be happy. At the end of the day, he also needs to be happy. At the end of the day, y'all know y'all ain't supposed to be together. Y'all are forcing it, and it's just not what y'all should be doing. It's not an ideal situation. So I finally mustered up the courage to, in that sense, in regards to my relationships, not care about what other people were saying. Or people weren't even saying anything, y'all. It was all about what I thought people would think of me if certain things happened in my life. And that's just, even thinking about it now, I'm just mind blown, because I couldn't care less now, because this is my life. And I just really think I had low self-esteem to a point where that's what mattered to me, people's opinion of me. So I wanted to do everything in my power to make sure that the image that I was displaying was one that would make people want to be my friend, aspire to be me, think that I was doing well, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And at the end of the day, it really don't matter. I just really wanted that outward appearance of a happy life and success. Growing up, Black voices in media, though hard to come by, were my compass. Here at AFBG, Black representation is the very heartbeat of what we do. Representation isn't just about visibility. It's about carving out a space where Black stories can thrive and resonate. From pioneers like Oprah Winfrey breaking barriers on TV to amazing women like Viola Davis, Octavia Spencer, and Taraji P. Henson, who showed me that Black girls can command the screen. These Black faces and voices have been a guiding light in my life, not only by entertaining me, but also educating me and empowering me. And now, NPR brings you the next generation of influential Black voices in their new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, each told from a unique Black perspective that is as nuanced as the Black experience itself. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I recently listened to the episode titled For Black Men, Barriers to Mental Health Care Can Be Complex, and I love how the hosts seem to create a safe space for discussing these complex barriers Black men face when accessing mental health care. It was very refreshing to hear the classic NPR vibe, but with a soulful twist. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in America's story, but now they are the story. Because stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. ADHD, a four-letter acronym that stands for Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. Across our society and throughout modern history, it has also come to represent harmful stereotypes, debilitating assumptions, and unconscious bias. If you have ADHD, it can be overwhelming to find the right treatment. That's where Done comes in. Take a free one-minute assessment and book an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as the next day. Get continuous care, insurance coverage, and 24/7 care team support with Done for just $79 a month and pharmacy copays as low as $0. Unlock your path to better focus now at get.donefirst.com/podcast. Done. Turn ADHD into your strength. If you're going through menopause, perimenopause, or you just can't seem to find comfort in your body anymore,
then it's time to try Hormone Harmony. Created by Happy Mammoth, this science-backed solution has become a phenomenon. With adaptogens to help your body adapt to hormonal changes, Hormone Harmony tackles hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts, low moods, poor sleep, occasional bloating and gas, no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean, and other things. Plus, with over 17,000 reviews mentioning feeling like myself again, it's a game changer. Get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com with code AFFIRMATIONS. Don't let menopause or hormonal changes hold you back. Try Hormone Harmony today.
So when I was 25, where was I? I was 25 in 2019. At this time, I turned 25 in 2019, and I had already known by that point that my current relationship was not going to last. I had made that up in my mind. And first of all, for those of you who have been in that situation where you're in a relationship, you just don't want to let go because you're comfortable, because you're afraid, all of that stuff, and you know you don't want to be with the person, or you know you don't want to commit to them for the rest of your life, do both of y'all the favor and just rip that Band-Aid off, because it's not fair to the other person and it surely is not fair to you. So when I was 25, I was with my previous, I was in a previous relationship. And as I was going, we went to Italy for my birthday, my 25th birthday. And as I was packing, and you know, we were both packing, in the back of my mind, I was like, what if this guy proposes to me? What would I say? And my heart started racing and I got so nervous, because at this point in time, we had been together for almost 3 years. So I had started having these thoughts and I was like, oh no, I do not want him to propose to me. I'm not ready to get married. This is not going to happen. I'm having all of these thoughts just in my head right before we're about to go on a trip. So out of nowhere, I just blurted out, you better not propose to me on this trip. And he looked at me like, okay. Now, I don't necessarily think he was going to propose to me, but I got so nervous about that. And I just had to blurt it out, because that's just what, you know, I ended up doing. But even in that, I started to feel a little sad, because I was like, dang, I've always had this idea. I've always dreamt of being married at 25, or at the very least a fiance. You feel me? Like, and for me to say this to my boyfriend, I just knew, okay, this is not the relationship I should be in, because it's honest, it wasn't fair to him. It really wasn't. And it wasn't fair to me either. And so we went on the trip and it was a great trip and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. But in that, I started to just feel a little bit of worry, because I'm 25 at this point. I'm like, well, when am I going to start having kids? When am I going to get married? When is all this stuff going to happen? Because I can't see it right now. And the bigger thing about it, about me and my timeline changing, or what's been causing me some nervousness lately, and I was just talking to my friend JC about this today, is the fact that yes, I am getting older, and my biological clock is saying, hey Tyra, what are we gonna do? What's going on? And it's not necessarily something that I care too much about, or I didn't think I you know, care too much about getting older and, you know, all of this kind of stuff. But lately, that's what's been on my mind. That's what's been popping into my mind. Because to be honest, women have an expiration date. I'm just going to say it like that. And I've been also a lot more information about women's health and podcast episodes about pregnancy and preparing. And I have a lot of friends who have been dealing with infertility, and like all of this stuff has been like just, I see it so much more now, just because I'm getting older and my, you know, your social media is always going to revolve around the types of things that you do in your life and, you know, all of that stuff. So I've been just bombarded with all of this information. So it's top of mind for me, and I don't want to have a high risk pregnancy, y'all. And that's the thing, like, you can have a high risk pregnancy in your 30s because you're almost geriatric. Like, I could honestly go into that, but I think the biggest pressure for me is my age versus me having children. And I want a lot of kids. I want like 5, or I want as many as God give me, amen. But 5, I always said that I wanted like a basketball team. I would like a big family. I love to entertain. I love to host. I love to just have little events and things. And I think it would be a great time to have a huge family to share those types of moments with. But what I have to realize is that I can have all of those things. It's just not happening right now, and I need to be okay with that. Culture in America is very different than other places, and specifically Southern United States, the South, Louisiana to be exact. The culture is very, I would say, overbearing when it comes to women becoming moms and wives. And y'all, these societal pressures have been getting to me lately. And I've just been in this little funk, I guess I could say. And it's just very small, and it's at the back of my head, to be completely honest, but I still feel it. And I'm like, what is that? What's going on? Like, I was just walking around for like all week last week, and I'm like, what is this little bit of a dark cloud that I'm feeling? So after reflecting, it's these societal pressures. And I'm starting to get the questions, well, when are you going to get married? When are you going to have kids? And I've been listening to a lot of podcasts and reading a lot of blog posts about other women who are in their late 20s, early 30s, getting these types of questions when they go home for the holidays or family gatherings. And they just either laugh it off, make a joke about it, or they just ignore the person. But I'm starting to get those questions, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I never thought I would be in this predicament. And it's not really a predicament. That's the wrong word. I never thought I would be in this position to be receiving these questions, because I wanted to get married young. I wanted to have kids young. And the biggest reason I wanted to have kids young is because my mama had me young. She had me when she was 21 years old. And the reason I love that is because I still have my grandmother. I still have my great grandmother, and I even got to have a relationship with my great great grandmother who passed away in 2014. I was already in college in 2014, y'all. So it was just a huge blessing to be a part of a family where so many generations were still alive. And that's something that I would have love to share with my kids, or would love to share with my kids, you know? And then on the other side of that, a lot of my friends are married, and a lot of them are starting to have kids. And I know we're not supposed to compare ourselves to each other, but y'all, I just can't help it. I'm like, dang, okay, they have this and they have their career. God, where is it in the cards for me? And I was listening to something on Instagram today that said, like, if you're worrying and asking God why you don't have X, Y, and Z, you're really just thinking that he is blessing everybody else but you. You think that he got it all figured out when it comes to everybody else, but he don't have it figured out when it comes to you. And I love that I heard that today. And I know that everything happens for a reason. So it was meant for me to hear that today, because I've been feeling this for so long. But God, I just want to say this right now for the record. I know that you have a plan for my life. I know that you have my best interest in heart. Sometimes, though, I get a little anxious, and that's okay. The thing is, if you're feeling the same way that I'm feeling, and This episode, y'all, is real raw and regular. Like, I'm feeling this right now. Normally, I'll talk about something after I've been feeling it and I've, like, gotten over it. But I'm feeling this right now in the moment. So, God, I'm feeling this right now. But I know that you have amazing things for me. And I just want to say that out of my mouth, that I'm feeling worried. I'm feeling a little nervous. I'm feeling a little anxious. And I just want to ask you, and I'm talking to God, y'all. I just want to ask you for strength, for guidance, for wisdom, for patience, and for clarity, and for confidence to move forward as a woman in her late 20s who expected, honestly, to follow in the footsteps of other Southern women and already have a family and, you know, the house and everything by now. So Lord God, I just really ask that you wrap your arms around me and give me the strength and the faith that I need to keep going and just focus on the blessings that you've already blessed me with, Lord God. Thank you. So if you guys are feeling like, you know, the same stuff that I'm feeling right now, go to God. That's all I can say about it, but it's just so prominent in my life, having babies, getting married, because of the place I'm in my life. This is an age bracket where people are doing this in huge numbers, and I think it's just a little bit of a shock for me because I'm not in that majority number or what I think is the majority. So how do you deal with these age-related pressures? Because in each age bracket, there are different pressures that go on. So overall, how do you deal with these? So as a woman in her late 20s who was dealing with these questions of starting a family and all of that, the first thing that I can do is brush off the questions. Don't let it get to me. And they don't get to me yet, but I do have friends who have said, you know, that it's a little annoying that they're getting asked these questions, but brush those questions off. They don't have to annoy you. They don't have to get under your skin. Answer them or just completely ignore them. Or you can even set boundaries with your family members when they're asking you these questions or just, you know, getting into your personal business in a sense like this. You could easily say, this conversation makes me uncomfortable, or, hey, I don't really want to have this conversation with you. I'm still figuring this out for myself. I would appreciate it if we could talk about something else. Set that boundary, because at the end of the day, it's up to you what you allow people to do to you in your presence. Another thing you can do is pivot the conversation. Talk about something else that excites you about your life versus just saying, nope, let's not talk about that, and then sit there fuming because they've asked you a question about whether you're going to have kids or not. Pivot the conversation. Well, I don't know when I'm going to have kids or a family, but I did just get this promotion at my job and I'm so excited because I'm finally in a position where I want to be. Yada, yada, yada. Turn it around to something positive so they can see that you are very well, very content where your life is. If you are, you know, just share some of the positive things that are going well for you. And then the last thing, which I already just said, pray and tell God the desires of your heart. I was listening to a sermon, and that's not necessarily something that I do, y'all. I will think it all the time. I'll think my dreams and think my desires, but I rarely say them outwardly to God. And I'm really working on that now because I noticed when I do take the time to outwardly say my dreams, they be coming true. So I'm working on that because especially for me, whenever I have like a dream or something that is very, you know, that I want very badly, I want to keep it to myself because I don't necessarily know if it's going to happen. I want to make sure that I'm taking the right precautions with saying this out of my mouth. And if I say it out of my mouth, then it becomes real. And that also stems from me creating this timeline and saying out of my mouth when I was so young, I'm going to have this when I'm 25. It all meshes together. So pray and tell God the desires of your heart. God, I want a loving husband. I want a man that is strong in his faith. I want two kids. This is what I want, God. These are the desires of my heart, and I'm just sharing them with you. And I am praising you in advance for the blessings that you have for me in this area of my life. Whatever you need to say, but it all boils down to this, y'all. I have learned that I am much bigger, brighter, and purposeful than just being a mom and a wife. And some people, all they want to do is be a mom and a wife. And that is a huge, huge, huge job. But I also know that I contain multitudes of possibilities, and I have value, and I have integrity. I have joy. I have fulfillment. I have clarity, and I do have courage. And I will not allow my fears to convince me otherwise. I will not allow the fear of the unknown for my future to dim my light. Ooh, you guys know what time it is. It is time for our fun closing segment. We haven't done this one in a while, but today we are going to be doing Letters to Me, where we write a short note to ourselves, our younger selves, something that you will put in your lunchbox or something that you wish you could tell your younger self. So if you want to write a note to yourself along with me, pause the episode right here and then start it back up when you want to hear mine. But with that being said, here is my letter to high school Tyra. I would say ninth grade Tyra. Hey you, I hope you are having an amazing day. Here is a gentle reminder to go easy on yourself. I am so proud of everything you have accomplished. I know you are worried, anxious, nervous, and excited about what the future holds, but I am here to tell you to enjoy each and every day. Don't worry about the future. Have fun and live your life. You see all of those dreams that you have in your head? It's yours. You can achieve everything you put your mind to, Tyra. I love watching you grow into the young woman that you are becoming, and I'm here to say it's all going to work out for your good. That timeline you've been working on looks good, but use it as a guide. If things go a little differently than what you envisioned, that is okay, because remember, God has your back and He knows your plan A. Ooh, I really wish I had that when I was in ninth grade, you guys. I think it would have helped out so much with all of the things that I was going through. But I hope you guys enjoyed that letter. I hope you guys enjoyed this very raw and candid episode about what I'm currently going through. But that is all that I have for you today. Please join us again next week. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave us a rating, and please leave me a review. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. We have a Twitter now for the Affirmations for Black Girls. And I thank you guys so much for listening. This was Affirmations for Black Girls.